Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
I am looking forward to the Christina Liu portion.
All right. Yes. But before we get there, I just want to, and I'm sure Ann feels the same way, acknowledge both Maura Callio, who was the community health educator at the DeMatha Center, which is part of St. Francis Hospital, for, you know, bringing us some wonderful information in reference to breast cancer and the programs that are going to be going on during the month. And please call 311 if you need more information about that. And then, of course, Councilwoman Veronica Lurvy, what she's working on, and in my mind, how successful her first year has been as a councilwoman in the town of North Hempstead. I think Ann says it best. You know, she's looking forward to the Christina Liu show.
You bet.
As we all are.
You bet.
You know, and I think we're 2 minutes late. I'm sure people were having a little bit of a, you know.
Probably.
An issue.
Probably,
like, what
sure.
happened? What happened to my radio?
We saw some riots outside.
Well, Christina, how are you, dear?
Good. Another fabulous show.
It really was. It was very nice.
It was really great. And two people who are also very invested in what they're doing. And I think
right.
it was important to get that breast cancer awareness. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have her back on because Maura can talk about all different kinds of topics. So we'll definitely have her back on. And it was really nice to
get
to
know what
to
I'm going to say? Yeah. So I can say it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila Bino.
Mm-hmm.
Legislator Sheila Bino
mm-hmm.
would like to come on during the month.
Oh.
She's had breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And she's willing to share what she went through.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
So I said we could fit her in.
Sure.
She was going to, when I saw this today, she was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, and you were talking about therapy. She even said she should have and she didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So she's more than willing to share her experience.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I will put her down. And also, you know, just to learn about Councilwoman Veronica Lurvy, who I think is so wonderful.
Yeah, she is.
You know, and she's relatable, and you could tell she really wants to connect with people and do good work for North Hempstead. And I'm excited about these goats. We were laughing.
Love it.
I mean, I say so, you know, we had bats, we have goats. We got to tell Otto about this.
Quails.
Yeah, and quails.
Now we got goats.
And there's all kinds of dog parties going on throughout the town.
Parties.
North Hempstead's really, really doing all kinds of fun things with animals. But yes, a great show and great job, guys, as always. And I just want to remind people that next week we're going to have on Danielle Ezzo, who is over from St. John's University, who will talk about Medicare Part D and medication management.
That's starting already.
It's crazy. And she's going to be at the conference also,
okay.
Danielle Ezzo. And she's wonderful. We've had her on the show a bunch of times. And what we're doing, which is one of my favorite classes they have in North Hempstead through Project Independence, are these medication management different classes. So you can bring a brown bag of your medications,
okay.
have an individual appointment with a pharmacist, and they will go over different things and what you're on, and also tell you how to save money on things. And people have saved an inordinate amount of money, which is really great.
I told you, like, I have to get prescriptions
mm-hmm.
at 90,
mm-hmm.
3 months supply. They called the other day at a pharmacist. A prescription was ready. My wife picked it up, got 90 pills. The jars come like mayonnaise jars.
Yeah.
And I come home from work. She usually picks them up because she passes it from work. I come home from work and I look at it. I'm not even on them anymore. I dropped that one.
Oh, my gosh.
So I called them up and I said, can you take it back? No. I said, she only picked it up 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I guess because they don't know
if
you like tampered.
They don't know
if
I did anything to it.
So, it's like bringing back food. Can't do it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know.
No, and it's just, it's crazy. But it's really exciting because our nurse, Kelly, schedules these. And there are three different ones. They're all in November, so you can call 311 to register for them.
And Kelly's wonderful.
And you really save. I mean, she'll send the entire, you know, the total amount of money saved for people, and it's really amazing. So check that out. And then we, of course, have the fabulous Ron Fatula on, who's going to be talking about how a living trust can protect your assets. So definitely check it out. It should be. And speaking of your medication issues, John, you can go to the STOP program which will be on October 19th and October 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. We're always raving about how wonderful the STOP program is. And on top of at this event, there should be, they were thinking of having a police person there to collect it. So that's also going on. Different villages are doing that as well. And at the STOP event, you're able to also dispose of aerosol cans, chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, TVs, computers. You could bring six boxes of documents to be shredded, which I always encourage people to kind of just stack it up. And then when a STOP event happens, you can dispose of that. Because we all know papers add up so fast. I mean, I was just cleaning out the other day, and I was like, oh, my God. This little tiny shredder is just not going to do the trick to, like, shred these things. You know, it burns out. Forget it. You're just better off saving that. And also, Big Brothers Big Sisters will be there. And they take anything from gently used clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, cosmetics, glassware. I mean, you name it. They take all kinds of things. And you could also get a receipt for your for income tax purposes, which is nice. And I really just encourage you to do it. It's real. John's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. He said it makes more sense.
It's very organized. You know, it's kind of a little stop you can do.
What I like about it for seniors is you can, from a senior perspective, just pull up your car. They take the stuff out of your car. So if you don't have the strength to do it, ask a neighbor to put it in your car. You pull up to them and they take it out of the car. So it's in your trunk, and that's the end of it, or anyplace else.
Absolutely. So definitely I encourage people to check that out. Get rid of stuff. It always feels good to kind of purge certain items in your garage or your basement. And to get rid of some meds, Great Neck Water Pollution Control District is having an event on Sunday, October 20th. You can make a whole weekend of just disposing of things next weekend at 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. over at 236.
Does a spouse come into that disposable weekend?
Listen, that might be on, you know, Monday. 236 East Shore Road in Great Neck. And, you know, you could do their police department will be there collecting medications. And a lot of, as I was saying before, villages are now doing these events, which I think is great. And you could also go to a police at your local police department 24/7 to dispose of anything as well. So check that out. We want to do things safely, you know. On top of it, you know, people getting it, it's just better for the environment and just everything. So do that. Also, we have for the Town of North Hempstead Veterans Breakfast we're doing, and that's going to be on Friday, November 1st. The program begins at 9 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. If you are a town resident and a veteran of any branch of the military, you can get a seat, and you could bring a spouse, too, which is nice. So you have to call 311 or 869-6311. This is such a lovely event.
I've heard of this.
It's such a beautiful
event. I mean, I've heard it's so lovely.
And it's packed. It's really a wonderful program, and they have speakers and, you know, it's just the color guard. It's really, really nice thing.
When is it again?
That is November 1st. So check that out at Clinton G. Martin Park. But you have to register because it certainly fills up. And speaking of filling up, the fabulous Halloween Senior Bash is coming. We have two dates, Friday, October 18th at 11 a.m. over at Charles Fuchillo Park, and Friday, October 25th at 11 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. You could have pizza, coffee, dessert, music, dancing, and games. And I just love the costumes that people come in. Are very fun.
Sweet Mother of God, I've gone to it.
Yes. That's right. He's seen in the flesh the dedication of the Halloween.
But you know what? That's
it's
what it's
fun.
Supposed to
Absolutely.
Be.
It's
Everybody's
really,
supposed
really
to have
really
a good
fun.
Time. I mean, the first year, I didn't expect costumes. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a Halloween dance or party. And when I walked in, I mean, I was going to work. Yeah, I wasn't doing the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Friday, or maybe it was later in the day.
I know. It's really unfortunate because we always miss it because we have the radio show.
But it was funny. It's like, you know, they take
so
it
so he had to run back to the car and get his wig.
Kids do.
He had a quick change. But it's really fun, and people are just having a good time. And it's they do a great job, the community services department. So you need to register for this, though. So call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that. And off air, we were talking about, which is exciting, but we are closed out on registration for our conference on October 29th at 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. But you can be on the wait list.
Always a bus.
Or you could still go to the expo.
Right.
Okay. So the expo, you can like access all the vendors and stuff. It's just the panel room only fits a certain amount of people, and that's why we have to have a cap. But you are still able to go to the expo, and there's going to be, I think, like 75 different exhibitors with all information of organizations that are providing services to seniors in the town. So I really, really recommend people go. Transportation is available. So when you call, please just note that. And it's a great day. A lot of work goes into this. So there'll be great speakers and, like I said, wonderful organizations. So please call 869-6311 for that.
Cool.
Oh, we're like rapidly. I can't believe the first segment's almost over. I just looked up.
I know.
And I just want to tell people another fun group. A lot of our social workers, you know, just based upon need in the community and requests, have been coming up with kind of new groups. So we have a new social worker, Gina, over in Westbury, and she's been doing a lot of work with the Haitian senior population in Westbury. And they asked, they said there's not really a group for them because they don't necessarily speak the language, and she can speak it. She's doing a little Friends from Haiti group over at the Yes We Can Community Center, which is really, really cool. And that is October 1st, so if you know anyone, 12:30, just check it out. She's looking for more members. And just spread the word. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's what you need. You have to have inclusivity, and that only comes about by reaching out to these
populations
that feel lost.
I know in yesterday we had a meeting at the Great Neck Social Center with the Asian population. They're trying to find different programs to do. So there's a lot of interesting things in North Hempstead that we're trying to do, and like you said, to keep it inclusive and something for everyone.
We're going into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.